I'm Chris Heim with the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW, and throughout the month, KMUW's Global Village will be featuring music from Van Morrison to mark his upcoming 65th birthday. Many years ago, reading a biography of the cult hero, I learned the important truism that it's often much better to simply appreciate the work of an artist than learn anything about them. Like any group of people, and perhaps more than some, artists have their share of creeps, lowlifes, crooks, and crazies. Dostoevsky was a compulsive gambler, Charlie Parker destroyed himself with drugs, and we've all heard that story about Van Gogh in the ear. Perhaps I was not the only one who learned that lesson, or the stories have been rehashed more than enough, because two recent books about Morrison focus strictly on his music. When That Rough God Goes Riding comes from Greil Marcus, a veteran of Rolling Stone, Cream, The Village Voice, and several books. Marcus was among that first generation of fans and critics who believed that rock could be understood in the same way and deserved to be placed alongside of all other great art forms. And in a half-hearted and rather solipsistic way, he tries to make that argument for Morrison's music, or at least the 24 songs and performances that he writes at and around, in a style that seems at times like a parody of Morrison's mystical musings. If Rough God has a virtue, it's that at 183 pages, it's over soon. Clocking in at some 400 pages is Peter Mills' Hymns to the Silence, which came out in paperback this spring about the same time the Marcus book appeared. Mills is a senior lecturer in media and popular culture, and at times his book reads like one of his students' papers with its frequent refrains of, "And in this section we will discuss," or "You will notice how at 1 minute and 13 seconds into the song." And though Mills goes into obsessive detail, he does manage in the process of examining Morrison's American and Irish influences, his themes, metaphors, and vocal and performing style to shed some light on his art and make a strong argument that Morrison's music deserves to be taken as seriously as the great Irish poets who inspired him. You will find more about Van Morrison and about concerts on our website at kmuw.org.